On this night, December 5th, lock your doors, pull your blinds, and hide. Hide and pray. Pray you survive to see December 6th, for tonight, tonight is Krampus night. Tonight Krampus descends from his mountain lair with a giant sack over his shoulder. And if you've been less than perfect, if you've been naughty, if you hear rattling chains or bells coming toward your bedroom window, it's already too late. Krampus has arrived. I'm Alan Brill. Welcome to Brilliant, a podcast from the mind of Brill. Warning, it gets dark in here. Krampus is covered in black fur, but stands erect on two cloven hooves. His head boasts two horns and a long red forked tongue that hangs from a tooth-filled mouth. Heavy chains are wrapped around his body, and on his back he carries a giant basket. And on December 5th, he descends from his mountain lair, and he fills that basket. He fills it full of screaming brats, which, when his work is done, he'll bring back to his cave and devour. Now on December 6th, St. Nicholas comes and is free to hand out tasty treats and toys to the good little boys and girls, because you see, the good little boys and girls are all that's left alive. Yep. Krampus, a lot of times called the Christmas devil, is sometimes, you know, said to be St. Nicholas's nemesis, but I mean, it seems to me they work in tandem. They work as a pair. Krampus does all the dirty work, and St. Nick can keep his hands clean, keep his rep good. And although he's called Père Fouettard, which is Father Whipper, and sorry to my French speakers out there, but I can't help but see Père Fouettard as the origin story for Krampus. It's very similar. See, there was a butcher, and he lived out in the woods, and these three children got lost in the woods for a few days, and they were starving and freezing and in need of food and shelter, and they stumbled across his house, and they knocked on the door seeking, you know, shelter, warmth, food, and he let them in. But as soon as they shut the door and the kids were warming by the fire, he went and he got a cleaver, and he hacked them to pieces. He butchered them, and he put them in giant barrels of salt to preserve them so he could, you know, serve them as food later. Well, people began to murmur and talk, and St. Nicholas caught wind of it, and he showed up at the butcher's house, and he said to the butcher, "No more slicing up little children, because now you work for me." And he went away, and he punished him. He has to live alone on a mountain, and, you know, he wears heavy chains, but now his gig is like Santa's enforcer. And that was Father Whipper, not Krampus, but it sounds an awful lot like that. Could be the origin story for Krampus as well. Well, it's December 5th, y'all, and hopefully I'm around and you're around, and we can see each other on December 6th and breathe a sigh of relief for another year. So, from here at Brilliant, happy Krampus night. Well, happy's not the right word, is it? Anyway, Krampus night greetings. I hope to see you tomorrow, and have a scary Christmas.